Rob Reiner, Blood of Every Child That Dies of Gun Violence Is on the Hands of Republicans. By Paul Bois on May 24, 2022. Director and actor Rob Reiner issued an extreme statement in response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, blaming Republicans for the horrific act that left 19 children and 2 adults dead. "The blood of every child that dies of gun violence in this country is on the hands of the Republican Party," the All in the Family star exclaimed on Tuesday. Reiner also retweeted a statement from his daughter, Romy Reiner, who said in all caps, "You can kill children in school in Texas but can't get an abortion." Romy Reiner and Rob Reiner mention abortion when decrying the horrific killing of children. At least half the country believes abortion kills a child in the womb. When news first broke that the Supreme Court could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade, Rob Reiner immediately took to his Twitter page to bang the war drums about the coming wave of patriarchal fascism. "Two unelected people have decided that millions of American women will no longer have a right to make decisions regarding their reproductive health. As we take another big step towards fascism, never forget, elections matter," Rob Reiner tweeted earlier this month. "An estimated 60 million babies have been aborted since the passage of Roe v. Wade, a law that Rob Reiner has actively pushed and campaigned for. As for his complete and total disdain for all things Republicans, that's nothing new coming from the Spinal Tap director." Speaking with MSNBC this past April, Reiner exclaimed that a vote for the GOP is a vote for autocracy. "First off, all let's dispense with the idea of Republican and Democrat, or conservative and liberal. We are talking about democracy versus autocracy. We see it happening all over the world. That's one of the reasons Putin invaded Ukraine. He is wanting to destroy democracy," he said. "We have an election right now in France between Macron and Marine Le Pen. And we don't know the results yet there, but that is also a test as to whether or not democracy or autocracy will survive in the world.